I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Alex Tizon is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, winner of this year's Francis Fuller Victor Award for General Nonfiction in the Oregon Book Awards, and assistant professor in the UO's School of Journalism and Communication. His book, Big Little Man, In Search of My Asian Self, uses a mix of memoir and history to delve into issues of identity and healing from shame, touching on race and beyond. He's here with me in the KLCC studios. Alex, congratulations on the book award.
Thanks, Eric.
Well, first of all, in searching for your Asian self, what stereotypes were you presented with that you felt you had to overcome?
That Asians were studious mole types, that we were smart in some things, that we were physically small, and small in a number of other ways. So I grew up in the U.S. in the 60s and 70s and 80s, and Asia at the time was geopolitically small. So Asian people, I think, were associated with smallness in every conceivable way. We were small physically, we were small economically, we were small politically. And because English was a second language for me, we were small, I say we, my family, we were small socially as well.
Asian is a particularly broad term, of course, and you come about it from the Filipino perspective. Are there differences in the Filipino perspective as opposed to, say, the Japanese or Chinese perspective?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, using the term Asian, it's really kind of a ridiculous thing to do because Asia is too large a continent and includes too vast a number of different people and cultures.
American is perhaps no less of a ridiculous term in the same sense. So were you also searching for your American self as you were searching for your Asian self?
Yes, I was searching for self. Part of that search included trying to grope toward an understanding of what it meant to be Asian. But later in my life, I realized how American I actually was, especially when I started traveling to Asia. I felt quite alien, actually, in Asia, and felt my Americanness more and more as I got older. And so I'm still coming to terms with what that means.
And what it is to be male is an ongoing search as well. How much of your search for masculinity had to do with being Asian, and how much was just the culture you were in?
You know, that adds a whole other level of complexity to the search. My family arrived in the U.S. in the 60s, right when the definitions, traditional definitions of what it meant to be a man, were undergoing great change, which, of course, confused my efforts even more. I was looking for some sort of ideal, and, of course, that ideal was changing day by day, minute by minute.
Big Little Man is a very personal story, and yet often in the very personal is the most universal. So what issues within this book and your search for self apply to the rest of us?
Probably the one that comes to mind most is the confrontation with a deep, perhaps even secret, shame. I think shame is a universal human experience. And shame is one of those things that can attach itself to almost any aspect of your life. In my life, shame attached itself to issues of race, but other people experience shame in relation to their weight or their height or what family they come from or how much money they make. I begin the book by defining everything in terms of race, but I end the book with this realization that what I really had to confront was not race, but shame.
And alongside of shame, is being an outsider also a universal experience?
Absolutely, yes.
It seems to me that this book is also meant to begin a conversation. If that's true, where would you like the conversation about these issues to go?
One direction that I would love our national conversation about race to go would be to move away from that single narrative of race that we've all grown up with. Our relationships are so much more complicated. They're more complicated than a single narrative can encompass.
Well, thank you so much for all of your efforts in that regard and for being here today.
You're welcome, and thanks for having me.
Alex Tizon, author of Big Little Man in Search of My Asian Self, winner of the 2015 Francis Fuller Victor Award for General Nonfiction in the Oregon Book Awards. Alex Tizon has been recognized with over a dozen national journalism awards, including the Pulitzer Prize for Investigative Journalism. He is currently assistant professor in the UO's School of Journalism and Communication as well. For more information on Big Little Man and Alex Tizon, see alextizon.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.